For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. It is an absolutely gorgeous day today. I know you're out there doing some work and you're taking us along with you, and I appreciate that. And our numbers are 404-872-0750. This hour, we're talking with Gibbs Landscaping. We have Peter Kopsis and David Gibbs in the studio with us because fall is the perfect time for anything outdoors as far as planting and maintenance and just getting things done in your landscape and in your garden. So that's what we're going to be talking about this hour. But we do want to remind you, it's a busy day. We have the Georgia Bulldogs playing Vanderbilt. Pregame starts at 3:30. We have kickoff at 7:30. If you want to keep up with the Kavanaugh hearings, that's going to be going on our WSB app. So you can listen to the streaming on the WSB app. So that's going to be going on. And in the breaks, we're going to be having an update along with the streaming. So keep it tuned here to WSB for all that's going on this afternoon. So back to our landscape and our gardening. I love fall for many reasons. It's football, but it's a time to get out in your garden and your landscape and just refresh everything from the summer.
Absolutely. And first of all, Belinda, on behalf of David and myself, we want to thank you so much for having us on today.
Oh, it's one of my favorite things that we do.
Yeah, we have some good information that I think will really help your listeners today, so we're real excited. And yes, fall is a big time in landscaping. You know, we kind of talk about fall planting, and really in today's market, we're planting all year round with the automatic irrigation systems
yes.
that we do have. But fall is still the best time to plant. And there are a couple reasons for that. Number one being the weather. In the fall, you know, temperatures are cooler. We also have more rain in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
So that really makes a big difference.
Except for September and October.
Yeah, except for September and October, especially this year. And this year we've had a tremendous amount of rain, but it has been drier in September and October. But when you do have the temperatures cooler and you do have the rainfall, it causes a lot of things that are great for plants. Number one is the metabolism of plant material does slow down a lot.
Okay.
So when the metabolism slows down, the plant focuses more on root growth versus leaf support. And that makes a big difference because if you put a plant in the ground in the fall, it can really focus on its root development. It allows it to have all through the fall and winter until you get back to the stressful times of spring and summer.
Okay.
And really when you do that, that allows the plant to have a higher survivability rate. And when you look at that, that is a way to save money for a homeowner that's out there trying to do landscaping.
So it's a time to get the plant in the ground, get it established before winter comes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the next piece of the weather, too, is typically it is wetter in the fall when you really start getting into your November times,
mm-hmm.
December. And the cost of water is expensive, as we all know today.
Liquid gold.
Absolutely. So when you are planting in those times a year, typically we're watering in the plant material really well when we're installing a
mm-hmm.
job, but we're really not using any of the automatic irrigation systems because you're getting natural rainfall.
Right.
And with the expense of water, that's another big thing that helps save money on the cost of a project.
Perfect. Folks, if you have a question for David or Peter from Gibbs Landscaping, give us a call, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. It's 10 minutes after 1 o'clock. And what are you most likely to see going in the landscaping right now? And is this a good time to start kind of doing some maintenance? yeah, the landscaping.
Absolutely. So new things that are going in, that kind of gets back into another benefit of the fall, but most of the plant material you're getting from the growers this time of year is really nice material.
Good.
In the summertime, sometimes material can be stressed
right.
out a little
okay,
bit because
yeah.
of the heat, and it's just they're trying to do the things they're
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, I'm walking
to
through the nurseries
it.
And I'm
yeah.
like, this plant looks sick.
It does. So you're getting really robust plant material. You're able to dig most of your trees this time of year
mm-hmm.
that usually are going to be part of a landscape design. So everything that's going in is really in good shape, and that's, again, another benefit. As we get into the maintenance aspect of it, we're preparing for many, many things. Obviously, right now, aeration and overseeding of turf grass is a big deal.
Okay.
So we're doing all the prep work on that and making sure that that's all
set.
What
happens if you just seed and you don't aerate? What's the purpose of aerating?
Yeah, so aerating is going to it's going to take away from the compaction of the soil, okay? So you're pulling those plugs out. And you're able to come back in and put your seed down. The seed will be on the top layer of the soil, but it'll also fall down into those aeration cores.
Mm-hmm.
Then at the same time, when you're doing that, you're putting down a starter fertilizer in at the same time, but you're also opening up that critical root zone to oxygen and air, so it allows things to germinate better.
Okay, because I always feel like my lawn looks terrible after the aeration.
Yeah, the plugs don't look great, but they're definitely a necessary thing to do for the seeding process.
Okay, folks, if something's going on with your lawn and we have big things to talk about that, give us a call, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Okay, there's something that's been going on in lawns that is huge. And Francis, we're going to get to you in just a moment, so hang on. Grubs and army worms. And I've never heard of army worms in my life, but you said that we're really having a problem in Atlanta with this, and it's killing lawns in a matter of days.
Yeah, it certainly is. And with us, you know, many, many calls are coming in on a daily basis from clients of ours that are like, hey, what's going on with my turf grass? Matter of fact, I had one of my friends who's not a Gibbs client, but he actually called me the other day and was like, hey, Peter, what's going on with my lawn? It looked beautiful like 3 days ago. And Bill had called me and he said, my lawn is basically dead. I tried to water it. And I'm like, okay, well.
And you're doing everything right. You're
yeah.
watering, you're fertilizing, you're doing everything, and it just dies.
It does. So I said, hey, what you need to do is go out to that lawn, take a shovel, and scrape off some of the top level of the grass till you get down to the soil level. And if you see anything, call me back. So 10 minutes later, he calls me back and says, hey, I see all these white worms down in here. And I'm like, well, those are grubs, and they've attacked your lawn. So you're going to need to do a turf insecticide treatment to get rid of them.
But then, again, your lawn is already dead.
Yeah, so they can move quickly. Army worms move much, much quicker than grubs do.
Mm-hmm.
But again, with the army worms, and the reason they call them army worms, they kind of move in a wave like an army division
oh,
would. Okay. And then also they have like a green and black color to them, so it looks like army camouflage.
They have a sergeant that
they
leads
do.
The way.
The sergeant leads them through. But the damage those guys can do is really fast, and they can eradicate a whole lawn within a day or so.
Okay. Well, obviously, what we need to do here is prevention. Is there a way to take care of the army worms before they get started?
Yeah, Belinda, the best thing to do is hit it with a preventative and go with that early in the season, and that'll help. I mean, it's not 100%, but it's going to help a tremendous amount of keeping them out, and then the less damage, the better.
Okay, so just call Gibbs Landscaping or their local landscaper and tell them, what's it called?
Yeah, so the products out there, if you do have a landscaping service you're working with, you know, hopefully they're going to see it and you can talk to them about giving a treatment. The products that the landscape services are going to use are going to be more of your commercial products that aren't going to be available to
yeah.
the homeowner.
Yeah.
But if it is a homeowner, what you need to do is go to one of your Lowe's, your Home Depot, and look for a lawn insecticide, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to see those in there. You can talk to someone in there that can help you, and you'll need to do an application of that.
Okay, sounds great. Let's go to the phone lines, guys, and speak with Vince in Lawrenceville. Vince, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
Good. How can we help you?
I've got a question. I have put Lelands around my property. I put them too close together probably 20 years ago.
Everybody does.
I wanted privacy quick. Well, now I don't have it. They're 30 foot tall. They're real wide, but they're dying at the bottom. The limbs have gone out so far to try and get sunlight that now I can see my neighbors from 5 foot down. Is there anything I can do? Do I need to trim them up in the middle so the bottom gets growth? What do I need to do?
Hey, Vince, thanks for the call. How tall did you say those Leylands were now?
As tall as they can get, I would say that's them, 30 foot plus.
Okay, yeah, they've got that. Okay, they've got that disease, the botrysphere, which is a type of canker, and really all you can do is prune the dieback out, and then you can inject those with a different types of fungicides, growth hormones, and fertilizers to help. But a lot of people are pruning out the bottom and then adding some plants at the base.
Oh,
is that kind of what you're
idea.
Thinking?
I just don't want to see my neighbors at all.
Okay. You could do anise is a real good one. Podocarpus is another good one to put underneath, and then they'll screen the neighbor off from the bottom. So I'd recommend that for sure.
Okay. Anise?
Yeah. Anise, and there's a podocarpus is another good one. Anise typically does a little better, though, in that situation, a little bit better for the water. You know, it's drought tolerant for sure.
Okay.
But I would definitely fertilize them.
Okay. I was just thinking because they're so bushy in the middle of them.
Right.
That it's not getting enough sunlight underneath, and they're just, I mean, the limbs are coming out. They're probably 15 foot coming out from the base.
Right,
and then,
yeah.
Of course, they're falling down and everything. So
yeah.
Trimming the centers up isn't going to do it. It's just going to be fertilizer. And
yeah, we do a lot of those injections. We do it at Gibbs. I mean, you know, companies do it. The injections are really good, and keep the water to them. I mean, don't overwater them, but definitely want to keep the plants healthy, and they will live longer. Eventually, they're going to, unfortunately, I think they're going to go, but you've got some time if you take care of them.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. It'll let me prep for the next go round. Great. Thank you.
Okay.
All
Thank
right.
you, Vince.
Thanks for your call,
Thank
Vince.
You.
And that's one of the problems with planting your Leyland cypress a little too close to each other, wanting the immediate gratification of having screening to your neighbors.
Absolutely. It happens all the time. It's probably one of the most common things I see when I'm out visiting with clients, seeing people that had that situation. So that always gets us back to the most crucial thing is anytime you're doing a project like that, make sure that you hire a company that has really good landscape architects on staff so they select the right material for you and they space it correctly. So therefore, you do it one time versus having to go back and redo things.
Excellent. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Atlanta Living.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, Gibbs Landscaping is my guest this hour, and we're talking about things you can do in your garden, in your landscape. If you have problems with your turf grass, with grubs or army worms, we're talking about that. We're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. Folks, if you would like to have Gibbs Landscaping come out and give you a quote or handle problems in your landscape or in your turf grass, how do they get in touch with you?
Yes, they can call us at 770-432-7761, or they can visit us online at gibbslandscape.com.
Excellent. And we want to remind you that the pregame for UGA against Vanderbilt starts here at WSB at 3:30. Kickoff is going to be at 7:30, and we're going to keep you updated throughout the day with the Kavanaugh hearings. You can go over to our web streaming on the app at on the WSB app, and you'll hear all of that. You're listening to Atlanta Living on WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. A lot going on today. So keep it tuned here right to WSB 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Of course, we have the Georgia game coming your way. Pregame starts at 3:30, kickoff at 7:30. We're against Vanderbilt today. And if you want to keep up with the Kavanaugh trial, vote's going to be later this evening. We're going to have all that on the WSB app, and we're even going to have our very own Jamie Dupree covering that. So you want to keep up with that on the WSB app. But right now we are talking with Gibbs Landscaping, and we're talking about your turf lawn, your landscaping, your vegetable gardens. And if you want to give us a call, please do. We'd love to have you at 404-872-0750. I have Peter Kopsis and David Gibbs in the studio with me, two of my favorite people and guests on the show. And we have callers. We want to go to... It is Karen and Dekula. You're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm great, sweetheart. What can we help you with?
Well, first of all, thank you for all your wonderful shows, Belinda. We love you.
You're welcome. So. Thank you.
Oh, they're awesome, and the variety of them. But I basically stay in a caretake in an old farmhouse for a woman. Her brother likes to mix his own poisons and stuff, I guess. And I propagate botanicals, edibles, and, you know, just various other rare things. So he has twice now since the fall sprayed some mystery concoction and pretty much eradicated or stunted or just rendered infertile everything that's on the property there, pretty much, and including a pecan tree down to, you know, bulbs and things like that. So how can I get, he told me yesterday that he mixed kerosene and bleach and that it wouldn't hurt anything. So, how in the world can I check to see? I think there's more than that was in it, but
I think that's enough.
In the soil? You know, I would think so myself.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's, he's a little challenging, you know what I mean? So basically I can't really say much, you know, so I just want to be able to test the soil and see, is this something that'll wash out eventually with the rain if I were to dig up some of the things that are still alive? Do you think that they will live? How can I go forward?
Okay, let's see what the guys say.
Hey, Karen, thanks for calling. What kind of plants did he end up killing? Are you talking plants like flowering shrubs, evergreens? What all was killed?
Okay, so gardenias that just kind of fried down the roots, I just pulled on them, and they just came right out. Dogwood, the pecan tree that is ages old is just fried. It stunted it when the leaves started coming out this year, and now it's totally dried up. I have a lot of botanicals, you know, just everything in a certain spot, and then all along the front where there were all types of perennials from, you know, speedwells, lemon balm, whorehound, you know, just all bee balm, and nothing's bloomed at all in the back where there should be gardenias, Rosa Sharon's, it's a beauty berry, just, you know, my figs croaked and raspberries. I mean, obviously I'm not going to eat. There's thousands of dollars worth of
Then
spot things like roses just totally fried up.
Okay. Was he trying to spray weeds in the area? Is that what he was trying to do? What was the motive, or do you know?
Nope, don't know.
Okay.
Not there, so.
Okay. I would highly recommend first doing a soil test of the area just to find out. You can do it through the Georgia Extension Service. And just to see what's going on, the next thing I would do after you have the results is I would go ahead, definitely remove the plants, and when you replant, I would dig the whole root ball out with the soil, and then when you replant, make sure you put new soil around the plant very well. But I would definitely check out that soil test first, and I would think by doing that, you're going to be okay.
Okay. And as far as the garden area where the main spill or whatever happened was, does that soil all need to come out? It was kind of a balanced arrangement, you know?
Right.
Does all that soil need to come out, or will I find that out from the extension folks?
What is it, like a perennial bed where the product was just dumped in there, like he just dumped the whole bucket in there?
That or sprayed it, I don't know, but a whole 10 by 10 area was pretty much fried crispy, where especially the gardenias and a dogwood just died. And I think that's where the pecan got its roots over there and sucked up the, and I mean, the pecan tree is probably 40 feet high.
Wow. Yeah.
Your house,
so,
you know,
okay.
So,
I would say the soil test is going to say to go ahead and remove the soil down to a certain point. Like, I'm guessing they're going to say down to, say, 12 inches or something. I don't know. It could be a little bit more. And then put new soil back in. And then after you do that, you should be okay planting going forward.
Okay.
Now, the tree, is the tree just dead completely?
The dogwood is, and the pecan appears to be.
Okay.
I mean, only spring will tell on that. I've been discovering chainsaws myself, trying to get all the dead stuff out. And
right.
Not very feminine, but...
Okay.
But anyway, I guess I'll find out with that, and I'll call the Extension Center then. And do you have to tell them specifically what to look for, or can they do a mass test of some
They're going to pretty much run it on everything. They're going to check every single thing out in the soil test. But I would definitely, when you call them or email them, let them know what happened, and then they'll find out for sure.
All right. Thanks for your call,
Good luck
sweetheart.
With it, Karen.
Yeah, good luck. 86 degrees and 43 minutes after 1 o'clock. Let's go back to the phone lines and speak with, let's see, that's Jay. Jay in Dahlonega, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Doing good. Hey, I had a quick question. I've got Bermuda being installed next week in a house that we just built in Dahlonega, and I'm wondering if planning or installing that Bermuda sod this time of year, is there anything I need to watch out for? And is there anything I need to do by way of a lot of water or not as much water once I get it laid out?
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling us. So you're putting the Bermuda sod down on a new property, is that what you said?
Yes, it's new construction.
New construction, okay. So basically, when you are installing warm season grasses, now is not the best time to do that. Basically, in October and November, you're installing a warm season grass that's still actively growing, but it's getting ready to transition into the winter months. So sometimes you can have issues when you do that. And those issues would be you would not get a great green up next spring, okay? But if it is something you're having to do due to new construction, the main thing you want to make sure you do is that you grade everything smoothly so it's not lumpy once the grass grows down. Then you want to apply a thin layer of clean topsoil before you install the sod. You're certainly going to have to water it in right now because it has been warm right now, and we haven't had a lot of rainfall, so keep watering it every day. And you probably want to make sure you do an application of fungicide, too, right now at this time because you will be watering it a lot.
Okay, and you said if we do have problems because of the time we're planting, it won't green up as much next spring, but over the course of the following year, will it continue to do better and get normal?
Yeah, it can. I mean, Bermuda is a very hardy turf grass, so over time it will. But you'll know next spring if you see, sections of the new sod that didn't take as well. That's typically going to be because of the time of installation, just because now is not the best time to do it.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your information.
Absolutely.
All right, Jay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for your call, sir. 45 minutes after 1 o'clock, let's go back to the phone lines. If you have a question, give us a call, 404-872-0750. Let's speak with Ed. You're on WSB. How are you today, Ed?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good. How can we help you?
Well, we live in a very hilly area, and when it rains so hard, I've noticed that on different parts of the yard that erosion is occurring. So what I was wondering if there is any, I'm sure there's not an easy way, but if there is a way to slow the erosion process down.
Hi, yeah, thanks for the call. Is this water coming from the house, like down downspouts, or is it just rushing over like your driveway down a hill?
Options.
Uh-oh. Are you still with us, Ed? Oh, well, call us back when you have a better cell, Ed. I hate to see that. Okay, let's go to Joe. Let's see. Joe is in Lawrenceville. Joe, you're on WSB. How are you, Joe?
I'm fine, thank you. My question is, I used to live in New York, and we had two maple trees that had the leaves during all summer long were like a brownish purple. And in the fall, they would change. And I don't remember what they would change, but they were real pretty and different. And I was wondering what kind of trees they are, because I don't know. I haven't seen them down here.
Were the trees a Japanese maple or not? Do you recall that?
No, they were not. They had big leaves, and they were about 30 feet high. Regular looking maple leaves.
It sounds like a sugar maple to me, Joe. I'm not sure. There's so many different varieties up in that area. It's going to be hard for us to diagnose it. But we could definitely, if you were to call our office, send it in, we could definitely help you out for sure. But I would say it's a sugar maple because there's so many of them up in that area in the Northeast. Not as many down here.
Yeah. Okay. Another thing. I had fescue, and I got sick and tired of having to water it and take care of it in the summertime, so I switched it to centipede.
Okay.
And it's got to be a perfect lawn.
Okay.
I only have to cut it maybe 3-4 times a year and don't have to water it, don't have to fertilize it. I've had it for 5 years now, and it spreads and chokes out all the weeds. And everybody, people stop and ask me what kind of lawn it is. It looks so nice.
Oh, wow. Great.
Instead of having Bermuda. It turns brown in the wintertime, but
right.
It's real thick and it doesn't grow high.
Okay. Oh, that's super.
Good for you.
Great.
Okay, thank you so much for your call, Joe. Have a great day. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Agreement, and you'll get $250 credit on any repairs through March. They also help get rid of all those voices in your head. Cool Rain Carrier. Turn to the experts.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. So we've been talking about your landscaping, your yard, your turf grass with Gibbs Landscaping. And if folks have been interested in and getting more information from you, Peter, how do they do that?
Office at 770-432-7761 or visit us online at gibbslandscape.com and we'd be happy to help.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Melinda.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.